What's up, everybody? Sarah here. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about crisis marketing strategy. There's a specific strategy I'm going to discuss. I'm just going to be very to the point. There's no better time to be prospecting than right now. It's not that I'm trying to make light of a serious situation, but the simple fact of the matter is that we are in a crisis. People absolutely do not know what is going on. There is no point at which the value of financial advice can be higher than this kind of a situation right now. As evidence of this, I was actually yesterday contacted by somebody who used to be my client when I was a financial advisor years and years ago. And she's like, look, I have these retirement accounts. I have not looked at them. I wanted to just get a meeting with you. And I had to just tell her I'm not in the business anymore. And I found somebody to help her. But my point is, why do I hear from her now and not at any point over the last 4 years? And it's because this is when emotions are stirred up and people are asking questions. Be the person with the answer. And here's how to do it. So this is a weekly sequence to follow. I suggest that you start this in April. I have every single client of mine. I'm trying to move them onto this. My membership, this is the strategy I'm recommending. A lot of detail work goes into this, and I'm sure you'll have questions, but here's the basic of it. The first thing is you get a list of people. It could be 20 people. It could be 10. I don't really care how many people are on the list. You don't need a ton of them. I would not recommend more than 20. And they should be people that you have some kind of a relationship with already. Hopefully you've been prospecting to some extent. And so this could be like any kind of unsold customer, any center of influence that you haven't been able to get any business with, any kind of a target prospect that's maybe turned you down or is in a stall. It will always be better if you have some kind of a previous relationship with the person. It could be maybe like the children of certain clients of yours, okay? It doesn't really matter, but the point is the warmer the lead, the better. The warmer the connection, the better. Now, what you start doing is you start setting up a standing webinar. So it's the same day every week, same time every week. Get Zoom conference. It does not cost anything for the first 30 minutes. And have a webinar every single week. Examples would be the CARES Act or the SBA loan program, should you do it. This accomplishes the goal of deepening your relationships with clients. These webinars are targeted towards your clients. And then you tell them, if there's anyone else, could you please invite them that you think may benefit from knowing about the CARES Act or the SBA loan, right? So it helps you to stay with your clients and deepen relationships with them. This is absolutely a defensive measure. I know a lot of advisors, including most of my clients, are on the attack right now. So if you think about it, your clients may be getting calls, right? So you absolutely want to be the first line of defense and be, if there is a time to be close with your clients, it is now. If there is a time to be doing this, it is right now. Weekly webinar is not going to cost you anything. Show value, be a human being, appear in front of them on video conference. Don't be shy about this. And like I said, Zoom is free for the first 30 minutes. Get an account. Send out a newsletter once a week to your clients and to prospects. It should be a video newsletter. The video can be 20 seconds long. It really doesn't matter. Keep in mind, people don't have all day. And that also goes for the webinar. Like it can be a short to the point webinar. It can be a 20-minute long webinar. People don't have all day to sit around reading and listening to things, okay? Even though they are idle and in their homes, you know, they have more time than they did, but still, people are very occupied, still, mentally, and they're stressed and anxious and all of this. So make it a short, to-the-point newsletter. The video in it should be short and to the point. It can be 20 seconds long. The important thing is to show, be comforting. It is comforting to see a human face. It is comforting to hear a caring tone of voice. All of that shows sympathetic body language and demeanor in the video. And the newsletter should talk about some kind of useful update, and it should lead into the next week's webinar. You can also include a replay of this week's webinar. And then start doing reach out today, getting people onto that client webinar. It should be, you know, emails, voicemails, text messages, social media messenger, okay? Don't be too aggressive with people. Just try to get them onto the webinar, but use it as a forum for understanding where they are. And of course, always ask a lot of questions. So that's basically the crisis marketing plan in a nutshell. I just want to say that, you know, personally, I'm proud to be an American. I love America. I love my country. You may not be from America, but I'm sure you love your country too, wherever that country is. And I just want to say, for the sake of other people, you just never know whose hero you can be. You never know. And I think that we need to help each other right now. We are all under siege in a battle. And it really is incumbent upon all of us to extend ourselves as much as possible to other people, because it's going to be a hard recovery. It's going to be hard to persist through this. And the more that we can help other people, first of all, you never know it when it comes back to you. People do remember. And showing leadership right now is great to do in general for other people. But at the end of the day, it also is a heck of a benefit to you, because people will remember your courage and your graciousness and how you extended yourselves to them at a time when they really needed you, or someone that they know did. So that's my thoughts on crisis marketing. Let me know if you have any questions on how to execute this, but please do take these actions I've described.